2 on Kelly. Miz kicks, delivers, and a tapper right back to Mizorowski on the mound. Runs halfway to the bag, runs all the way to the bag, and then flexes at the crowd after he gets the final out.
Is that fantastic? That is
so good.
Lane Pringle on the call. That's 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, who made an incredible appearance off the field, raising money for a disease his father's living with, young-onset Parkinson's disease. All the money raised went to the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And I made it to a magical night where Jacob Mizorowski and his father, Tom, were on stage answering questions, including how proud his father is of his 23-year-old, already drafted into the major leagues, throwing fastballs at 104 miles an hour, making it to the National League All-Star team after just 5 major league appearances, which is a record-setting pace.
Just watching him out there throw for the first time. It's an incredible moment, but also I was hoping he didn't hit anybody.
His father has an incredible personality. Jacob says, through the love of his family and his father, it taught him a lot more about life and baseball.
Just seeing him go throughout the day and do the hard little tasks, and, you know, it really motivated me to do everything I could to the fullest.
Good for you. I mean, it was so incredible. It chills. The night started with photos with the Miz, auction items, all of it going back to the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. The crowd was really interesting, John, because most of them are fans, of course, of his incredible abilities, like how he clocks a 104.3 mile per hour fastball.
I really don't know. I mean, I kind of just do it, I guess, is the right way to put it. And I think there's a lot of whip and a lot of torque that comes on the shoulder and stuff like that. But I think the biggest thing is just like being flexible, being mobile.
Or what about his team? What do they think when he gets so excited and strikes out all the batters in an inning?
They just want to see it the next inning after that. They're not worried about this inning. You know, it might fire them up for that at bat. But at the same time, they want me to keep going and keep performing like I was. So, you know, they just expect me to keep going. If I'm going to show emotion like that, I just got to keep doing it. So I think it's just, personally, I think I'm surprised I actually did it. I think that's more just the excitement of, holy cow, like, I feel like I'm playing a video game right now. I just struck out so-and-so. And, like, I know people said, like, you're going to experience a crowd, but I didn't expect to, like, feel it. Like, you could feel the rumble. It felt like a concert almost being out there. Like, you felt, like, the sound waves hitting you. It wasn't just, like, you're hearing it. Like, you're feeling it. It was different. Yeah, it was something I never expected to imagine.
Isn't that cool?
It's so cool to hear.
Oh, we were all at the edge of our seat. Everyone came to the event, of course, with Brewers merch on. I came with a blue Miz shirt that was given out.
Yes.
And I took a photo with him. You can text Miz, M-I-Z, to 855-616-1620, M-I-Z, and you can see photos of the event. I told him, thank you for putting on the left shoulder of that shirt, the Wisconsin Parkinson Association logo. I told his wonderful mother and father before the event began that when the Miz wore those white cleats with the Parkinson's awareness on it, the tulip, I told them it was really the first time my husband and I felt seen, like in present day. So it was very emotional. If you didn't know, my husband Jason was diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease at 39. So Jason came over and met the Miz's father, and the Miz's father, before they went up, he said, how old were you when you were diagnosed? And Jason said, 39. And the Miz's father said, I beat you.
Wow.
Because he was 33. He was just joking.
Wow, that's really young.
Isn't that young? Despite this being such a serious disease, his father, Tom, is a huge jokester. Mizorowski describes the moment he knew his son was going to make it into the big leagues. It was in their yard in Missouri playing catch.
At 10 years old.
10 years old.
I was sitting on a bucket to catch him. And his curve missed my glove for some reason and went through the bucket. And I ended up on my back. And that was the last one I've ever caught, Jay.
Well, his curve balls ain't so bad now. Take a listen to this.
And a pitch. And a breaking ball called third strike. A beautiful curveball broke off by Mizorowski. Just froze Swanson. His third ortho ASAP strikeout of the night.
There's Arlene Grindle on 620 WTMJ. I spoke to Jacob's wonderful mother, and she told me that the father-son duo grow really close when Tom's Parkinson's progressed to the point that he could no longer work. And then Jacob on the stage fills in the rest.
You know, he's an electrician for trade and, you know, just magically started being around more and going to practices and doing all that stuff. So I think in my head, as I was young and I didn't really think about it, anything different. And I thought that's just the way it was. Everyone's dad was always at home all the time.
The most touching moment of all that ended without a dry eye in the room was when Jacob Mizorowski's father, Tom, shared the moment his son understood the gravity of his battle with Parkinson's out in public.
And Jacob, the first memory with him I remember is he was holding my hand and I started shaking. He goes, "Don't worry, Dad, I got you." So he squeezed my hand as hard as he could to stop me from shaking.
I've definitely done it a few times.
Wow, it was
wow.
It was so incredible. They were so vulnerable, and they helped raise in just one night nearly $75,000 for the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. So at 4:45, we're going to talk about what Jacob, his experience was like going to the All-Star Game, plus how his father Tom first noticed he had Parkinson's. That's really important. It was different from my husband Jason's. Plus, Jacob Mizorowski's moment with Bob Uecker. He did get a moment with Bob Uecker before he was finally drafted in June of this year. So it was really fun. So touching.
So you and your husband are so brave. You've talked about this, and he's very young, diagnosed before he was 40 years old. You're very brave, and I give you so much credit for talking about this and helping other people. What's it like for the two of you to be at an event and see Miz and his dad and his family?
Yeah, that's such a great question, John, because we've been open about it, and people have, more than 100 people at least, have come up to us or emailed us, or we just went out with one of our listeners right out here, Steve, who's probably listening, yeah. And we stayed until 8:40 at night, and they're looking at us the way I'm looking at them. So where I'm saying thank you so much for doing this or for raising such a wonderful son, and they're looking back so appreciative, and I didn't realize that that was probably what my face looked like back at the person. So it was kind of a full circle moment. I don't think that the Mizorowski family realized until that night how incredibly touching their story was, how much the cleats meant to people, how many people are connected to this horrible disease that has no cure. And we learned that those cleats will be auctioned off by the MLB next year.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes.
Wow. Great stuff. Great, great stuff. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Take me out to the ball game.
3-2 on Kelly. Miz kicks, delivers, and a tapper right back to Mizorowski on the mound. Runs halfway to the bag, runs all the way to the bag, and then flexes at the crowd. The Miz!
Lane Grindle on the call. How fun is that?
That was an amazing moment. I remember that.
Is it just me, or did Brewers baseball become so much more fun when Jacob Mizorowski came to the mound?
Yes, lots of excitement.
June 12th of this year, delivering an unforgettable performance. 5 no-hit innings. He's one of baseball's rising stars. I'm talking about The Miz because my husband and I met him last Friday at a big fundraising event. You see, The Miz and I have one thing in common. We both have someone we love in our life who's diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease. For him, it's his father, Tom, and for me, it's my husband, Jason. The Miz and his father helped the Wisconsin Parkinson Association raise nearly $75,000 in just one night last Friday. The two had a very heartfelt conversation about baseball, love, perseverance, finding purpose in what we do in life. Starting with Brewers baseball, because everyone who came in was in their best Brewers gear. The Miz says that he slept through the first call that let him know he made it into the major leagues.
I was asleep. Oh, we were in Norfolk, Virginia. it was me and my roommate. We're in a hotel room, and we were like, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I get a phone call, and it's an unknown number, and I'm like, I'm not answering. It's too early in the morning. We have a game later. Come to find out, it's our manager of AAA calling me to tell me that I got promoted. And he's like, why are you not answering the phone? And left me a nasty voicemail. I still have it on my phone. But yeah, it was a good way to start the day.
And you captured national attention after that. So incredible. 104 mile an hour fastball. So what is it like to be that young and that good?
Yeah, I mean it's hard. I mean, I think, you know, some of the guys have a something out for you, if you want to say that. But no, most of our guys on our team are awesome and want nothing but the best and, you know, win ball games. They were awesome for me. And, you know, Yelich always had kind words to say, even when I was struggling, you know.
That's really nice to hear. Yelich always talked about Uecker, the Uke. And Miz shared he was able to meet Bob Uecker last season.
And, you know, getting to meet Uecker for the little time I did get to meet him, it was fun. Well, the funniest thing was I met him in spring training. It was my first spring training, and he actually knew my name. He was the first guy to, like, actually know who I was. So I kind of blacked out after he said my name, and I was like, holy cow, he's actually talking to me. So
that was me, too. I kind of felt the same way when he did that to me. Bob Uecker's amazing. And The Miz shares what it was like making it into the National League All-Star team after just playing 5 games. He started in June, and the All-Star game was in July.
It's crazy. I mean, it's an honor to go to it and get to experience it. But no, it was a blast. I mean, it's not something I ever thought was going to happen my rookie year. I thought it was going to be a few years down the line, but no, it was fun.
He says all of this is out of love for his father, Tom, who's an incredible man, a jokester. And Tom described what he first noticed that was Parkinson's disease. Something was wrong at 33 years old. Here he is.
Well, my first symptoms was when I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom and my hands started shaking. And I told my wife, look, my hand shakes when I do this. And so she said, just don't do that.
You know what's so funny is that my husband elbowed me because he said that that's the same type of thing. He lost energy when he was washing his head, or, you know, what is it called? Shampooing his head.
So specific.
And I just said, well, stop doing that. Stop shampooing your head like that.
Don't do it anymore.
It was a great approach to teach people about what Parkinson's is and does to your body. It's a neurodegenerative brain disorder. So when someone's diagnosed, they likely have half the amount of dopamine that they should, like you and me. Dopamine not only helps with your mood, but definitely your movement. So you can see Parkinson's start with tremors, or the medication can bring that on as well, or stiffness. It's kind of a rainbow disease. Tom shared a moment his future baseball star son did when he was struggling with a disease while walking in a crowd with his young son.
And Jacob, the first memory with him I remember is he was holding my hand. And I started shaking. He goes, don't worry, Dad, I got you. So he squeezed my hand as hard as he could to stop me from shaking.
I've definitely done it a few times.
Really emotional times. In the crowd were fans and people battling the same disease, like Carlos Arnold. He was diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's at 36 years old. He lives in West Bend. He told me he felt really energized after meeting The Miz and asked him this question.
I have a 15-year-old son, and I asked him if there's any advice that he would have to me to convey to him what my son is going to see me go through over the next 5-10 years or whatever it may be of his life. And he just looked at me and said, be present. Be that person who tells the jokes, makes him laugh, is still that person. And you can see it. I mean, Miz's dad lives that in every moment of his life right here, right? The joking the entire time, taking that tension away from some of that dramatic stuff that's out there, right? And it was really refreshing to hear him say that, is just be the dad that I am.
Also, the father said, don't be afraid to get surgery. He did deep brain stimulation, and he wished that he would have done it earlier. And many of the patients that I met were thinking of doing that. I also met the incredible Kelly. She's a CEO and president of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. So well run, such a beautiful night. Here she is.
And it was probably one of the most authentic interviews that I've personally seen, and it really just shows the impact of Parkinson's on families. You know, Wisconsin Parkinson Association is a local entity. We're not nationally affiliated. Put resources back into all the communities across Wisconsin.
So you can text Ms., M-I-Z, Ms., to 855-616-1620, Ms., to our Setting Limited Talk and Text line. It'll take you right to the page, and you can see a total carousel. One of the photos, actually, the Ms.'s mother took of the Ms., Jason, and yeah. I. Isn't that great?
Oh, that is great.
And for me, it was especially meaningful to meet Jacob's mother. We bonded over our shared experience of loving someone with young onset Parkinson's disease. And she snapped that photo right there, John. If you text Ms. to 855-616-1620. Jacob Mizorowski may be one of the baseball's brightest young talents, but on that night, his clear impact reaches far beyond the mound.
I give you and Jason so much credit because you're helping other people. I see it firsthand, how you're helping other people in your journey. How important was it for you to be on the other side now, for you guys to be there, you and Jason, and take in this event?
We were able to go up on the stage and shake his hand. And I told him that when my husband texted me the photo of the Parkinson's shoes, that cleats that he was wearing on the mound, I said, that was finally, at this present moment, I felt seen. You know, I know that there's Michael J. Fox and he means the world to us, but I told his parents that too, and their faces just lit up. By the way, those cleats for Parkinson's, he's going to be auctioning those off through the MLB.
Oh,
for
that's
Parkinson's.
Great. That is amazing. Take in all of it by texting the word Ms., M-I-Z, to 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Great storytelling. That was such good stuff.